From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week. The attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters move closer to Mosul. Human Rights Watch is calling for an investigation into an airstrike last week that killed at least 13 people at a mosque near the city of Kirkuk. That strike came during an assault by Islamic State fighters. A U.S. military spokesman said the coalition had determined its forces were not responsible for that airstrike. The Iraqi government said it is investigating. France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. Officials planned to relocate 2,500 people to temporary shelters by the end of the day. Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Migrants, mainly from Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Iraq, had remained in the camp for months, a situation that became symbolic of Europe's larger migrant crisis. Cross-border firing between India and Pakistan in the contested region of Kashmir has killed at least three people. Indian police sources said a young boy was killed and four civilians wounded Monday by gunfire and shelling by Pakistani border guards. Pakistan's military says Indian troops fired across the de facto border in the disputed area Sunday, killing two Pakistani civilians and wounding seven. The opening of China's Central Committee plenum Monday marked the beginning of a high season of political activity in the country. The meetings will last 4 days this week, but will come at the start of a political transition in China that culminates in next year's 19th Party Congress. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democrats Monday of making up phony opinion polls to make it look as if Democrat Hillary Clinton is ahead in the race. Trump told a group of Florida farmers that he is actually the one in the lead. Trump produced no evidence to support his claim. One major opinion poll released Sunday by ABC News indicates Clinton has surged ahead of Trump 50% to 38%. Trump is making several campaign stops Monday in Florida, while Clinton campaigns in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. Daniel Russell, the most senior U.S. diplomat for Asia, met Monday with Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yasay. Russell said he told the secretary Monday that recent statements and comments by President Rodrigo Duterte have created a climate of uncertainty about the Philippines' intentions and has created concern in a number of countries. Mr. Duterte, during his visit to China, said he intended to separate from the U.S. On Saturday, he backpedaled a bit on his comments, saying he is not actually cutting ties with the U.S. Russell said he also shared U.S. concern about Mr. Duterte's anti-drug campaign that has killed more than 3,000 people in 3 months. Indian police say they killed at least 18 Maoist rebels Sunday in a gunfight in the eastern part of the country. It was one of the deadliest fights with the rebels this year. Police say the shootout began after authorities received a report that about 30 Maoist rebels were assembling in forests near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. The Press Trust of India reported that a top Maoist leader and his son were among those killed. Authorities did not confirm that information. The gunfire is reported to have lasted close to an hour. Local officials are saying a search operation is underway for more of the rebels. A car bomb exploded outside a tire shop in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday, killing at least three people and injuring four. A VOA reporter says the driver, a suspected Al-Shabaab suicide attacker, is among the dead. Doctors at the city's Media Hospital have confirmed that four wounded people were admitted at their facility so far. No one has officially claimed responsibility for the attack. Tom Hayden, a major U.S. countercultural radical in the 1960s, has died at the age of 76. Hayden was a leader of the student protests against the U.S. war in Vietnam. He was one of the country's most visible radicals, a founder of Students for a Democratic Society. He was accused but eventually cleared of charges that he was a ringleader of the violent protests at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.